Mayor Al Dwyer explained the tax-free days would be an annual decision by the City Council.
Once it's approved by the voters, then we, the council, can make resolutions stating when those days will be. And we don't have to make a resolution every year. If we feel we don't want to do it, we don't make a resolution. But we can't even consider it without public approval.
Petersburg's Chamber of Commerce proposed the idea as a way to boost business for local merchants and attract shoppers from other parts of Southeast. Other communities, including Wrangell, already have tax-free days. The mayor and council unanimously passed the first reading of the tax-free ordinance, and it will require two more council votes and then will appear on the local ballot this fall. In other business, residents of Birch Street urged the city to fix the failing wooden boardwalk street along Hammer Slough. The capacity of that plank street was downgraded by a state inspector this spring, and trucks heavier than 3 tons are no longer permitted on that street. That restriction has impacted garbage pickup and fuel deliveries, and resident Charles Evans was concerned about the upcoming winter.
When the winter gets here and the snow comes, we're going to be stuck down there. No one's going to be able to get in or out. We're not going to be able to have our trash picked up. We're not going to be able to drive in and out of the place. We're going to have to walk from 2nd Street all the way down. And I have no problem doing this if I knew I bought this property and there was no road there. But there was a road there, and I bought the property with the intent that there was going to continue to be a road there.
The city does have plans to replace the decking and stringers with treated wood and hopes to do the work before this winter. City Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said the city is waiting on a grant from the Denali Commission, a federal agency that provides funding for infrastructure projects in Alaska.
The plans are done. We're basically ready to go to bid as soon as we get the money from Denali. And that process has been taken as far as we can take it right now. It's the ball's in the commission's court. And just learned this afternoon that it could take 2 weeks to a month to get an award actually in our hands. As soon as that happens, we'll be going to bid with the goal of getting this project done before winter hits Petersburg.
Hagerman estimated that project cost could be over $500,000. Also Tuesday, the council approved the transfer of several Tidelands leases from Petersburg Shipwrights to Piston and Rudder, along with a new lease. The council discussed whether the city should require pollution insurance for new leases. A recommendation of the city's attorney, Councilor Rick Braun, thought the city could do without that requirement.
I kind of view the advice of the city attorney like a doctor. You know, he's going to tell you, get more exercise and change your diet, but that doesn't mean we have to do it. I think it would be imprudent for him not to advise us to do this, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can go against that advice and do something that we maybe see the whole picture a little better than he does.
The council ended up approving the new Piston and Rudder lease with the insurance requirement still in the lease language, but agreed to revisit what level of insurance the city would require in the future. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.